Hi, welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at LifePoint in Westerville. This past Sunday, we continued in our series, Always and Everywhere. We're really looking at the movement of the gospel all the way where it started in Jerusalem to where we are today. And we're looking at Acts and seeing how it went from, as Jesus said to his disciples, I want you to be my witnesses here in Jerusalem, in Judea and Samaria, and to the othermost parts of the earth. A week ago, we looked at Stephen, that character who God used to help grow the church locally, but through his death, a persecution broke out. The church was growing so large in Jerusalem that it was over 20 to 25,000 people, but they weren't fulfilling the mission. They didn't move out. But when the persecution happened, everyone spread out. Another man who was appointed as one of the early leaders with Stephen was a man named Philip. And because of the persecution, he went down to Samaria and he started to preach the gospel there and do some signs and things were happening. And a great revival broke out and many people became believers in Samaria. Well, at the height of all of that, here's what happens in chapter 8 of Acts. It says, now an angel of the Lord said to Philip, go south to the road, the desert road, the road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. So he started out on his way and he met an Ethiopian, a eunuch, an important official in charge of the treasury of Candace, which means the queen of the Ethiopians. This man had gone down to Jerusalem to worship, and on his way home was sitting in his chariot reading the book of Isaiah the prophet. And the Spirit told Philip, go to the chariot and stay near it. And then Philip ran up to the chariot and heard the man reading from Isaiah the prophet. And he said to him, do you understand what you're reading? So if you know the rest of the story, here's what happens. The eunuch guy, the official from Ethiopia, he's a member, leader of the treasury for Queen Candace. Candace is just a title like Pharaoh, which means queen. So he's an official of the queen. He's a eunuch because if you wanted to move up into the royal leadership, but you weren't part of the bloodlines, you became a eunuch. You were castrated because they didn't want to mix, lines of blood that wouldn't be royal. But here he is. Now, he has moved up the ladder of success. He's the leader of the treasury. He's probably a wealthy man. He can read, but it's not enough for him. So he goes to Jerusalem. He's a convert to Judaism, and he's wanting to go to Jerusalem to worship there, to learn how to become close to God. But he would have found when he got there that he's not allowed to enter the temple because he's a Gentile. He comes home and he's reading a scroll from Isaiah, which means he had the wealth to buy a scroll and he had the means to read it, but he didn't understand it. Philip finds him and shows him how that the very passage he's reading in Isaiah 53 actually points to a savior named Jesus who came and died on the cross and rose from the grave and how all of this points to him. I mean, it's an incredible story, but in all of that, this is what you have to think about when it comes to Philip. He's a leader of the early church in Samaria. The church scattered because of the persecution in Jerusalem. And now all of a sudden a revival breaks out in Samaria and he is the leader. Like he is the guy who's pastoring and leading and teaching. And an angel of the Lord tells him, I want you to go down to this desert road. And he does it. When this guy comes along in his, caravan probably maybe camels or horses or whatever he's traveling in, his chariot, the Lord says, go to him. And he runs to him immediately. I think this says a couple of things here that I think is important. The first one is that the Lord was as interested in the one as he was the crowd. And that's clear from what Jesus talked about, how he leaves the 99 sheep in order to get the one lost sheep. It just reiterates the heart of God that he is absolutely about the individual who's as far from God as he is the crowd whom he loves, right? He's just that God who loves the broken, lost person. But the other side of this is that Philip left his big ministry. And this is where I think it matters to you and I, is that we often think in terms of, well, this is what I'm doing. I'm comfortable. I'm successful. I'm doing what I need to be doing. And oftentimes it keeps us from hearing what the word of God is or what God is trying to lead us to do because it's outside of our comfort zone. And it doesn't make sense. Why would you pull a guy from Samaria who's having a great impact to go reach one guy on a desert road? And yet, we know from the other side of history that Ethiopia became one of the hot, growing places where the church, became. And in the country of Africa, over 600 million people are believers on that continent now. I mean, this guy became the linchpin. But there's no way that you know, Philip would have known that. He was just obedient. And I think that's a lesson for us, that no matter where we're at, we need to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit's leading, and we need to be obedient. Father, I pray that we won't allow our comforts to get in the way of hearing your voice. And I pray, God, that when we hear your voice, we will simply be obedient. God, I know that it's so easy to be kind of addicted to ourselves and our own comforts and things that we want that sometimes we miss out. And so, God, I pray that you make your voice clear and help our hearts to be obedient to that. We ask that in your Son's name. Amen. Well, take a second and think about that and where God might be kind of leaning into you, and then lean back into him in prayer this morning or this afternoon, or I suppose whenever you're listening. Till next time, God bless.